1508, I am 11 at Belmont. So I just had a passenger they just basically kicked out the pole that is by the seats in a in the honored citizen seating. So I've got it kind of back in place, and I'm going to put caution tape over it, probably when I can stop, but I do have a loose pole that's, you know, being kind of held together.
Okay, so this is not a service info request. You had a loud verbal passenger that caused vandalism to the bus, is that correct?
Oh, I guess that would be it. He left as soon as it happened, so I didn't think of it as a loud verbal passenger, but I guess you are correct, and there is damage to the bus.
Okay, and you said you've got the area properly cautioned off for now. What specific pole was it again?
Okay, so not the seats that face sideways, but the first seats that face forward, driver's side, so it's the bench pole, the one that folds in when you fold up the seating. That one.
Okay, do we know what the situation was that would cause him to kick that out?
I do not. I do know that when he got off the bus, he was acting erratically, but I did not see it actually happen. I just heard a thing and looked back and saw that the pole was blocking the aisle, but then, like I said, what I've been able to do is go back and kind of put it loosely into the yellow bit with it's supposed to be holding it in place, and yeah, and as soon as I get to a good spot, I will take the caution tape out of the packet and caution it up more fully.
Okay, I copy. I'm going to have a supervisor check damage when he gets into the line, if it's safe enough for you to continue with it like that. I need you to make that determination. If you feel like once you've pulled over and you're able to kind of mess with it, if it doesn't feel safe for other passengers to be able to get around, then I need to know that. Also, do you have a description of this individual?
I believe it is absolutely fine to continue going as long as I keep people from moving the pole backwards and forwards. As far as the gentleman, I did not really get that strong inclination off of him. I know he was about 5'9", dreadlocks, I would say mixed race, but I didn't really get his clothing or his shoes.
Okay, so I have a light-skinned black male with dreadlocks, 5'9".
Correct. Age, I would say probably around 30.
And then this happened at 11th, or what stop did this happen at?
It happened at Grant. It happened at Morrison and Grant.
Okay, I copy. I'm going to send you an asset number. I want you to file the company report. Sorry I had to deal with that. And look for a supervisor when you get to Gateway Transit Center. They're going to inspect damage and whatnot.
Okay, thanks.
Not a problem. You have a good day. 12:48.